you feel, Neil, that the kind of the fight that came at the end maybe came a little too late?
But we were excellent second half, James. But I'm, you know, we're going to get ourselves in trouble again with the referee. You know, you have to have decisions. It's a shocker. Push you right to the ground, and I don't. Every manager complains we don't get a penalty, but it's disappointing. But I thought we dominated the ball second half really well. We switched off. Young Jack Anderton switched off naively for their first goal. They scored, but then you're up against it.
There were chances in the first half, in particular, as well. Did you feel that could have gone in 1-1 or even ahead?
Yeah, I think Regan's had three or four, hasn't he? Which he usually would do better on. You know, we said that at half time. I don't think we necessarily got the chances second half, but we certainly used the ball well. And there was a period with about 10 minutes to go, and I could hear the whole ground saying "shoot, shoot, shoot," and just said to the lads, "Any, you know, the angle just doesn't sit up, and sometimes it's a snapshot." But you know, it's tough times at the minute. Tough times.
And how much is that down to a not unfamiliar thing of you just can't put the same side together every game, and the players that you want. And to be at the heart of the team, just not fit.
I don't want to sound like we're making excuses. And
no, know, but so, in fact, isn't it?
Yeah, really? And people listen to it and, you know, jump all over it and say, you know, same excuses. But you know, 6 or 7 starting 11 out, it's hard. It's hard. You know, we tried to get a signing over the line today, and the paperwork didn't go through. That was hard. But you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, getting training. You know, be positive. Get ready for South Shields Saturday. Hoping we get a couple of bodies back. But I keep saying to the lads, you know, you can see what it means to be FC United. You can see everybody, you know, it's we're a massive scalp, but we can't keep saying it. You know, we can't keep letting teams beat us. And we said minimum tonight, get away with a point, come away with a point. And on the balance of play, we did enough, but we didn't work the keeper enough, I don't think.
Has to give positive words to Dan Lavercombe, though. He made 3 world-class saves, didn't he, in the first half?
He did in the first half. I don't think he's had anything to do second half. You know, he's been a passenger second half. He made one in particular, flicked onto the crossbar. And that's the difference. You know, we didn't work the keeper in the first half when we could have done or should have done. But it's, you know, no one enjoys losing. You know, and I know you're there to be sharp. People hang on every word of what you say. But, you know, as long as we're here and we keep trying to do what's right, you know, we'll try to keep trying to get the right results.
And finally, looking further ahead, cup draw, are you happy with that? Home draw, Curzon?
Yeah, not bad. Obviously, we've got Matlock before then. And then Curzon, it should be a tasty one. You know, I think we got drawn against them in maybe in a similar round at their place a couple of years ago, and we won. So it won't be easy. We're having them watched. But, you know, for us to compete against them, you know, we've got to be at full strength. But we've shown that, you know, when we played Banbury, you know, with a side, a full side, we went toe-to-toe with them, and that they're sitting second in the National League now. So we are as good, you know, on our day, and with our full squad out there, I'm sure we can put a performance on, but you know, we desperately need some of these lads back.
And do we know any time scale on the likes of James Vincent and
Vincent's done a run yesterday. He's a bit sore today, so Liv didn't want him doing anything. It looks like Palinkas's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, similar with Murray, and it's probably a month. Donoghue probably a month. So we've got to, you know, hopefully we'll get a, you know, we're actively trying to get a couple of bodies in. But it's not easy. No. It's not easy to get him over the line. And, you know, the lad we got over the line, we wanted to today, he'll go back to his host club on Saturday, West Didsbury, to kind of say bye to him. And then he'll join up with the squad on Saturday. Mawaya came on and did all right today. You know, he showed glimpses. So, you know, we'll try and get a couple of bodies in.
OK, well, thank you so much, Neil. Bad luck tonight. And we'll go again Saturday.
Cheers, James. Ciao.